on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Slam
100.5
FM.
Slam 100.5
FM.
Hey, friends. Good morning. It's 14 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Good morning and welcome to the Grand Slam Morning Show. Slam 100.5. Progressive urban broadcasting from downtown Port of Spain. St. Vincent Street to be exact. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Today, Drama Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. Mm-hmm. Is your favorite day at Slam 100.5, the Drama Wednesday? What have you got up this morning, my friends? Said that prayer and it is off to the races for sure. For sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. Make sure and lay that foundation so nobody can shake it easily, you know? So we're checking in. Select the Miles, the Fresh Prince of the Belmonte region. Morning, Miles.
Yep, morning, morning, morning.
Blaise the Mogul, the mayor of Sour City. My friends, we are here and we are ready to go. Ready to go bright and early. In the morning time. And we hope you're early for, you know, wherever you're heading to. If you're late, please, you know, just take it easy on the road. Abide by the rules, as we always say. Just take it easy, relax, take a deep breath, and continue going. All right? Because the worst thing is to be late, and then when you're late, when you reach, you're flustered, and you know, so just calm, try and be as calm as possible. And just continue the movement forward. Mm-hmm. So we hit the headlines on the Trinidad and Tobago Guardian, the Sweet Guardian, still $3. It says businesses warn of circulating fake $50 bills. That's on page 7 of the Guardian. Make sure and check out that one. Also, COVID-19 deaths now at 93. More about that on page 6. And on the big picture here, the big headline, it says $1 billion cereal spree. Apparently, we love a lot of cereals, foreign cereals. I didn't know we liked it so much that it would run a $1 billion bill, like an individual item.
You serious?
You know, like an individual item now. You know, like apples or, you know, this. I never knew we were a cereal country. I thought we were more sadder.
No children, you know.
It's true. Dad, I told Rose Beck.
No children. When you choke up children, right?
They love cereal.
Yeah, it's an easy.
And then cereal is easy that fix. In the night too and thing too,
yeah,
eh?
It's an easy fix on the move.
Yeah, and then if they home is an easy snack, I guess. And then we all grew up on cereals. We all know cornflakes, Kellogg's. The first cereal most of us knew was Kellogg's cornflakes.
Yeah.
Kellogg's was the big cereal.
Yeah, then they started to get
you get Post and...
Well, you're talking the foreign ones.
Yeah, the foreign ones I'm talking about. Because that's what the $1 billion bill is.
Yeah.
They started to get Post and... But Kellogg's was the big man. Kellogg's
was the big man.
I think Kellogg's still kind of up there, you know, because Kellogg's was Frosted Flakes and thing.
Yes, Kellogg's still ranking high.
Fruit Loops and thing.
Fruit Loops is Kellogg's and
I Loops. Think Fruit Loops and thing is Kellogg's. Kellogg's run the market, you know. And then you start to see the others coming in with the tricks and, you know.
Kellogg's is here.
Yeah, Kellogg's. Corn Pop.
Frosted Flakes.
Corn Pops.
Apple Jacks.
Fruit Raisin Bran. Rice Krispies. They line huge.
Yeah, Kellogg's are the real deal.
Yeah, we grew up on that line and that line still exists. You know what I mean? All them cornflakes, we eat all them cornflakes.
Yep.
And if we ain't getting any big ones, we get any small ones to go to school.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, so cereal is really, we love cereal. We are a cereal nation, boy. So $1 billion cereal spree. Foreign brands take big chunk of $5 billion food import bill. Minister Gopi Schoon says local consumers have expensive tastes. And that could be true to a point. Admit it's a major drain on forex reserves. So they're looking into that. Listen, we love the Universal. I love Universal. You understand? The cornflakes, we local cornflakes now. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say cornflakes, I should say cereal.
Cereal.
You know what I mean? But But that cereal island is be a big island.
Yeah, but I think it's one of the biggest sections.
Yeah, that cereal island is plenty cereal, boy. Also, health experts see suicide spike among youths. Negative impact of COVID-19 lockdown. Which, you know, it's worrying. I mean, folks, we've seen, they highlighted the domestic violence factor in terms of the COVID. Mm. And, you know, the suicide factor is there. I think someone yesterday saw it on social media. I'm not sure. It wasn't confirmed. Wasn't from a confirmed site, a verified one. But I saw someone taking their life via hanging. You know, also activists reevaluate laws on protection of children. I totally agree. OPM's Office of the Prime Minister to tell gender-based violence victims' stories. And it's 2 billion spent on cereals, foods, fruits, and vegetables.
2 billion.
2 billion. That's cereals, fruits, and vegetables. Cereals alone is a billion.
Wow.
And the importation of fruits and vegetables as well. I would think fruits being, you know, the normal foreign fruits, starting with the apple and grapes. There are other fruits as well.
Pears.
Pears, you know. And then the vegetables that have all the broccoli, foreign broccoli, and the big bell peppers and foreign cabbage. It's a foreign thing now. You know, plant or lose your land, Rambrat warns farmers. Minister of Education Nyan Gatsby-Dolly saying 90% online student access and alternative prison for Tobago's COVID-19 inmates. This was the Department of Marine Resources and Fisheries at Glen Road. Will be used to house COVID-19 prisoners in Tobago.
So
we have then the second daily there, Mazo.
On the front page of the second daily, headline reads, Wallace scores. This is TTFA President William Wallace as High Court rules FIFA's removal of TTFA executive illegal.
Yeah, boy, that's a victory for the TTFF, but we don't know if it's a victory for Trinidad football.
Because you know how it goes still.
Yeah, because you know FIFA will still, they still ban you.
They can still squeeze.
Yeah, they'll ban you.
Well, even if they don't ban you, they might be nice, you know.
Yeah.
And the ban removed, but you got dread squeeze.
Yeah, yeah.
Also on the front page here, fake cop caught. I see in here, fake woman police inspector nabbed in sting operation.
Say that again, I mean.
Fake cop caught, right? Fake woman police inspector nabbed in sting operation.
Mm.
I see in here she once kicked down a man's door karate style.
Wow! So she now is a fake officer and moving so dread like she's a real officer, like over real?
Yeah.
She too real then?
Yeah, she too real.
She kicked down a man door on the fake
karate style.
Wow!
So that is a higher and a jump
possible. Yeah, which means is that it could be a stamp, it could be a sidekick.
Have a little sidekick.
Could be a wrong. He hit the door at the wrong house.
I feel it's a sidekick.
So she hit the man.
Well, they say they kicked down. She kicked down the door.
All right. She hit the man door. She kicked down the door. That's how they found out she was on that exercise.
I'm saying once she did that.
Ooh.
But it was a sting operation that they found out.
Wow.
So like, you know.
Oh, the sting operation.
Reports came in, thing, whatever.
You say, yo, this woman, she tinging, she fake, and she kicking down door too.
So
she overdoing it now.
We had to go for her.
I think she overdoing it.
She overdid it?
Yeah, I think that she overdo that, where she kicked down the door. She should have never. Let me know. Let me know, support that and see how she should have moved.
Find out story on the front page.
But she should have moved more quiet.
Jump.
Real G's moving in silence. She should have moved like a real G.
She's not a real G.
Wow.
Judge slams mothers. That's the final story on the front page of the second. This is with respect to an incident that happened 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where a man caught two pupils in a public bathroom about to engage in activities.
Mm.
So
two a male and a female.
They didn't say.
Student or what?
They didn't say.
What you gauge from the
Well, article? Yeah, male and a female.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
because it could be.
No, it's a male and a female.
Okay.
Let me see.
And then
boy,
what school
that was? Yes, the boy is 19 and the girl is 17.
Okay. What school that was?
The boy is now 19. So 2 years ago, he was 17 and she was 15.
She was 15.
They didn't say what school. They didn't say what school. A school in South.
Hmm. South doing it what?
Yeah. Two people to a school in South Trinidad. So yeah, that's Justice Frank C. Pasadi. He slams the mums in that situation. And that's the front page of the second daily. We're having the final.
On the final, it says Georgia rules on TT football impasse. Red card for FIFA. Also hands off Columbus. The hands of the Christopher Columbus statue. You know, a tree fell in Christopher Columbus Square.
Yeah, well, you just said that this morning.
Yeah, a monster tree. I also saw one that it fell in Victoria Square.
Yeah, I saw
humongous tree. The roots, wow. Like 2-3 stories high, just the roots.
Alone.
Yeah. The hands of Christopher Columbus statue were conspicuously missing as the Port of Spain City Corporation workers visited on Tuesday.
The hands?
Yeah, the hands gone. Somebody cut off his hands. Or I should say break off his hands as a statue. But it you know, probably under the camouflage of the trees, the tree. Shut. They do so and they shave off the two hands. Go on with it or mash it up.
Wow.
But they're saying no one knows if the falling tree caused the damage to the statue. Now that's very suspicious because it caused damage nowhere else but the two hands.
Yeah, it is what I'm saying.
Now it could be a branch just to say, you know, bap and where the two hands stick out.
Yeah, but then you'll see stuff on the ground, right?
Hmm?
You'll see stuff on the ground. Some kind of debris, some kind of something broken, something.
You'll see some sort of evidence. So I guess they're still going through it. Forensics might go through there to see if they find any ceramic, whatever this made of, clay, whatever the statue is made of, any ceramic powder, anything on the ground.
Oh, good.
Also, several public hospitals, they contacted the guy from Paramin for the knee surgery.
Yeah.
We spoke about that yesterday. So I'm happy that they contacted him. I'm very, very happy. So it's a storm severs Columbus statue's hands. So far is a storm. I don't know. We don't know if they find any hand on the ground.
I can't see anybody taking any hands. I don't catch that one.
You can't see what?
I can't see why anyone would just take the hands.
Well, remember, they don't want that square there. And they don't want Columbus there. They want Columbus gone.
But the hands?
I think whatever movement it is, I think they're going with the hands. And it's just a matter of time before they come back for more.
All right.
But they can come back for more. That tree providing good camouflage.
Hey, well, let's dive into the second.
Yeah,
I know we had to take a sip soon.
Yeah, boy, we had a sip at 6. Hey, miles, oh, we had to do time check, you know.
Oh yeah, well,
yeah,
time check.
So here we go. Here we're doing right now. We're gonna do time check, and then we gotta come back and sip, you know. Yeah, we'll definitely come back and, you know, do the sip. Sippity sip, you know? Sniff and sip. We can't forget that.
You can. I can.
The nation of it, huh? Today's Wednesday, all yeah? Just to let you know.
Just in case you forgot.
Yeah, just in case you forgot.
Wednesday, the 14th of October.
The 14th of October. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday, man.
Yep.
Slam 100.5.
It's time to sniff and sip. Somebody says he is a fake police man, kick the tree, you know. Somebody said apparently the city hand missing a long time.
Serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And apparently the young lady, the fake police, she went in the station diary, you know, walk in the station and she takes statements and things. She took the police diary. So they really, well, she played her role real good.
What?
She played her role real good. Right now, the with that story, how it was made public then. The commissioner of police, he need us a, because he real mad right now.
Yeah.
That somebody who is pretending to be a police could actually do that. Walk in a station, take statements, take the diary, you know, them kind of thing.
What is that, right?
With no verification and like... Because nobody would have known her. Really, if you understand what I'm saying.
So
they just take it for granted. Well, I mean, you're police. Yeah, from this. Anyway, I don't want to try to figure it out.
She real convincing, boy.
Yeah, boy, she real good. We should bring her on Rundown as one of our actors.
You should.
Yeah.
Look into that.
Should look into that. Probably when she gets out.
If she does.
Are we getting a lot of scores? Well, I mean, Miles, we were under a rock. We didn't know about the fake police. She was a fake inspector.
Yeah.
Wow. Because it's rumored here. She said, they say police was on a scene and she tell them right out, you know. Or they came on a scene she was on and she tell them right out and they did.
Well, yeah, I'm seeing here. She entered secured buildings and obtained sensitive information, conducted her own traffic exercises,
wow,
and visited murder scenes.
But she conducted her own traffic exercises with real police?
Well, I would...
Like call them out and say we go in and do a roadblock here or there?
I doubt she did it herself.
Now I'm just thinking, if she was moving with a fake police team, was conducting, like commanding real police.
I don't know.
Wow.
Visited murder scenes.
Whoa.
And secured information about victims.
Wow. So don't forget your voice note, 672-707-7526. Send those voice notes. You want to find out what's happening. Miles, apparently there's some action up in the east. There may be some traffic up in the east. Something with the road. Is it Aruka somewhere around there? Folks could let us know. If you're in traffic around those parts. But I'm hearing of a disturbance up in the east. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So we're getting numerous reports. A bridge close to the Golden Grove. Well, bridge failed at Golden Grove Road in Aruka. I don't know if it's close to... Is it close to the prison?
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, people say it's by the prison. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the prison.
Yeah, by the prison. Yeah, yeah. So it's somewhere close to the prison. So we have... excuse me. We have some voice notes here. So let's hear what's happening. See what's going on.
Blessed morning, team. Blessed morning, Slam Nation. From Golconda to Kuva, smooth sailing. Smooth sailing. You know, only thing is just the little couple novice and them what has come out from Gasparillo. Just create a backup dinner, you understand? But other than that, better to stay in the left lane. Have a blessed day.
All right, so the novices coming out of Gasparillo. Understand yourself, the man. Sustaining.
Warning, Blaze and Miles. That disturbance have to be on the main road then, because near too long pass on the highway, and I come from Old Grandy, and may see no disturbance on the highway. So that disturbance have to be on the main road, if that is the case.
What I figure, I feel is the road that connecting the main road to the highway. Golden Grove Road, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So the highway is good. The highway is safe and sound.
Morning, my brothers. Blaze, you are correct. There is a hole in the road by the Golden Grove Prison. Vicky Bojama appears to be... trying to make an escape again.
And it rises back up, boy. No, boy. No.
Where's everything the woman kick? They say the woman kick the bridge, you know. Police, everything she kicked by? Nah, man. Okay, let's start it.
Hey, guys, morning. That is the connected road from the main road back to the highway. The bridge that is just around by the prison there. That is the one that gave out.
All right, thank you so much. I guess on that section there, well, it may be they wouldn't let anybody access that road.
They shouldn't.
Yeah, because you came past the side, that's a bridge. Yeah. So the whole thing could collapse. So folks will have to find another way around if they usually use that. Let's say if you come from the main road, you live on the main road side, and you're coming over to head to Piako, you'll have to find a different route.
On the northern side.
Yeah, probably had to go around Trin City.
Yeah.
Come around, you know? Come around by the lights, come across, you know?
Yeah.
Come in and, you know, do your thing. So you'll find an alternative route, whether it's before or after that connecting road, that Golden Grove Road. Alright? Hey, good morning and happy birthday to Gary George. Today's his birthday. Also good morning to Lifestyle Motors Service crew, Adrian, Liz, Rita, Mark, Kunti, Balgo, and Boy. Good Regent Boy, you know. Have a great day today, fellas. Be safe. Well, I know today's Wednesday, eh? Well, nation, it is about that time. It is 6:55 in the nation's capital. And we welcome all and sundry to the biggest morning show ever since the invention of this thing called the FM frequency. My nation, we say welcome to drama. Yes. Yes, it's very dramatic, that piece of drama that took place with that female inspector. They said apparently, well, Miles and I, we're now seeing the stories, her trail, and they said she walked in a police station and everybody stood up and give her a salute.
My madness is that way.
Yeah, apparently. You understand? So I mean, you know, they had to do a sting operation to catch her in the act. That's a dread thing, and impersonating a police officer, you know.
But she has real confidence.
Yo, that is real. And going in the station there, am I telling them, clear out, yo, move. You know, different things. But then, and they go at a fake police station. Remember the fake police station? A kind of upstairs place?
Yeah.
Paint blue and thing, and there's crying people there.
Yeah, but they never walk in the police station and buffer people and tell them, move, I think.
Yeah, and take station diary. And report page. That she report page, but alright. She could have if she wanted. She sounds like she could have done anything.
Yeah, she
sounded like she would have been in meetings, you know.
I wouldn't doubt
with
it.
With the commissioner, she in the Zoom meeting normal and contributed.
With the commissioner.
She would have sneaked in.
Don't do that. They sneak in too.
She sounded like she was very legit.
She sneak in too.
And I want to burn some fire on the cotton candy thieves. I'm glad they catch them.
They catch them
because of what people trying hard out here. They like grab him and cut candy and press. No, man, let us get in 6241005 6235001, and don't forget the hashtag Drama Wednesdays. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
Morning.
Yes. Good morning.
We have a lot of psycho people walking around in this country.
What's that?
We have a lot of spiteful people walking around in this country for this woman to do that.
Spiteful people?
Psycho.
Psychos. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, have a lot of psychos in this country, you know, Candace, you know that?
Look. Man, something wrong there.
Is she brave too, eh?
Yeah,
yeah, she's very brave. She very brave. You think you're brave, sir? You think you're brave, sir?
You mad?
You're coward when it comes to them thing, eh?
I will freak out. I can't do that. No.
Yeah.
Enjoy the day.
Have a good one, eh?
Bye-bye.
To kick down our door too in the name of the police, Miles. Yeah, that's a real goal too, you know. I'm also hearing yesterday, the folks sent me some information. See what boy has gone. He's calling TV now with his same arguments.
What do you call TV?
Yeah. What boy, transcend radio and calling TV.
We harassing on TV though. Don't tell me.
He's harassing one of his colleagues.
That's what came to mind.
Yes, he's harassing one of his colleagues.
Nah, man. His colleague took him out?
Not really. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
So all the agricultural land, right,
mm-hmm.
that the UNC gave out,
mm-hmm.
and these people use it for apartment buildings, they
yes.
use it for warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So PNM Air want it back. If you're not using it for agricultural purposes, they're going and seize it back. You hear that on the news?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that they say this is not agriculture as well, you know.
Well, that is shamble. That is drama.
Yeah, that could be a dread drama, you know.
That is drama.
Because I'm also hearing those lands not really approved for those apartments.
That is drama.
That
so
will be a dread drama. People paying rent there. Big rent
the majority of them turn multi-millionaires overnight free just so.
Yeah, that could be a drama.
That is drama.
Yeah, that could be a drama.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. That will be a drama. Nation, that could be a drama in serious. They might send a female inspector down there for them.
What is this tall prince said the drama wins it?
Drama wins it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Don't do me that. Trinidad, don't do me that.
Oh, yes. More stories coming in about this police woman, Miles. We were living under a rock.
Really? Because she was doing it wet.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. Wow, this story. Somebody said just collecting money, pretending to be AGC as a wow, boy.
Wait.
To be hey, good morning and happy birthday to Camion Braffett and Kyle John from Precious Ford. Have a great day today. Happy birthday. So Miles, what we gonna do? The lines loaded already, you know.
You know if you are any coming back?
Oh, you mean no, well I mean yeah, but we juggling.
Well, yeah, well, let me juggle.
You know what I mean? 6241005 6235001. You know what time it is? Well, you know what time it is. Well, yes. Well, nation. And if anybody could help assist us to find the people that deal with Columbus hands, if anybody sees some extra hands laying around their house, ceramic in the back, please let us know.
I'll be holding up a plant pot or something.
Some kind of like two hands holding up a plant pot like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Yes. Two, well, white hands. Now they could do something painted black or brown, eh? To disguise the hands, but once you see any hands lying around like you never saw those hands before,
let us know
please. Okay, and to those cotton thieves again, we happy that they found you, because the people plying the trade and all they just cotton candy, sorry, all they just escape with the man hard earned cut. You know it is take to make cotton candy, you know you have to stand up by that thing and wheel that stick.
Yeah.
Your wrist getting tired, eh? Cotton candy flying all in your eyes. I have seen the process.
I've seen the process as well.
Yeah, it takes time and effort and patience to wrap one cotton candy, you know. And that's what you do. Mm-mm. So I'm glad they find all you. I'm glad. 6241005623501. You know what time it is here now.
What is this tall prince said the drummer wins it?
Drummer wins it.
Oh God, all you don't do me that. Trinidad, don't do me that.
Let us get in. Hello.
Morning, drama.
Welcome, my brethren.
Please, so there's another female with a powerful foot, boy.
What do you mean?
Well, the female who kicked down the door there.
Oh, yes, she apparently she kicked down the door, you know.
So she and Fayan could go and kick down.
What is this tall prince said the drama wins it?
Drama wins it.
Oh, God, all you don't do me that. Trinidad, don't do me that.
Nation, oh gosh. Easy man, easy now, la winner.
Easy now.
Wait, you know. You play the cockatoo for you, you know.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, good morning.
Recurring, retroactive, current, future, continuously happening drama.
Wow.
I fed up with boy. Why it is would boy have to have Assistant Superintendent Alexander baffled and confused on the people radio?
He was baffled and confused.
What boy spoke for 1 minute and 34 seconds. And Superintendent Roger Alexander is watching this man with a perplexed face. It is almost as though he is saying, you telling me this man still studying that horn in 1992? Why is he? And on top of that, they had guests. You know, your mother always used to tell you, put on your best performance.
Your best behavior. Yes.
This man is embarrassing all men in front of the head of the gender-based violence and talking about women. Let's put man out and have us dragging in the road. Oh my, and what hurt me more is that Xander had no support for his batch. Because when they cut off Woodboy,
they're not cutting Xander, him off?
They cut off Woodboy. Xander watches Malan and say, if that is the way the man is cheating and thinking about women, best he go and live with her. And they cut it right here.
So Xander denounced him. Wow. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Blaze.
Yes, hi. Good morning, my brother.
Yeah, man, Jamaica. Yeah.
Ah, Jamaica, you're still here. Wagwan.
Yeah. I feel with the police officer. Well, the fake police.
Yeah, the female,
yeah. That's a similar case that in Jamaica, eh?
Seriously? Yeah,
they span impersonated an officer for 8 years, isn't it?
Eight? So how they get paid? How they get paid? With bribe?
That man has seen the police gun and do all kind of thing with it. Work private security and pay bribe. That's how you get paid.
We 8 years, you say, no?
Yeah, that man promote himself to, I think he was superintendent before they catch him.
So he not, so he went and buy the clothes and get he tailor to make his clothes and walk in as a superintendent.
ID and all kind of things for him. You walk in the station normal.
So they get accustomed to him. The man was at a station.
But he keep on moving from Spanish Town to Mandeville to all over the place.
Oh, he was moving. He was moving.
He moving around. Until they finally catch up on him. That man in doing investigation, CID, leading CID, all kind of thing in him.
For 8 years, you say, no, Jamaica? Yes,
before they catch him.
Wow. He's still in jail now?
Nah. He only get 2 years.
Wow. Oh, well, he might out there purporting to be a fireman or some kind of thing.
That man lock up police officer and all kind of things to him.
The man move, he did his job.
Quit that job and all kind of thing.
Nah, boy.
When he reached in prison, and they say, but that the man who locked me up.
Wow.
A man say, but that is a fake police. I hear the man say he could have jumped there, yes.
Wow. Well, look at that, Jamaica.
Yeah, because he talk on a talk show program that posted by Muta Baruka.
Mm-hmm,
I was looking for it because I had it on my phone.
Right.
But I can't find it because I would have sent him for it to listen.
So when he spoke as an officer, or this is after he got caught?
That's after he got caught.
We'll look for it. We'll look for it.
We'll look for it. We'll look for it.
Yeah, cool.
Easy, Jamaica. Hello, good morning. 8 years in a row.
Yeah, morning.
Yeah, good morning, my friend.
Them cotton candy bandit.
Yes.
Right. I remember watching Home Alone and it had the sticky bandits on the movie.
Yes.
Them take the sticky bandits to a different level.
Yeah, cotton candy bandits.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, boy.
Shame.
You get in lock up for a cotton candy, boy.
You understand? By the time they see that by what light side, Nestle light there. By the time they reach by here, you realize the whole thing melt out already.
Yeah, but now they're all sad.
Yeah, but sad. But yeah. Shame on them, but they get locked up for 10 years.
Yeah, shame on them. You know, if they go remand, if it get drastic, you know, how men will say, I like cotton candy.
And what?
You like sweetness?
And what? Don't give me half of the story now, and what?
You like sweetness?
Have you ever been there?
Well, we might never.
You speak like you know about it.
Never. We've heard stories. We heard about the wigwam.
You, Dan, why are you so not going to entertain these stories?
No, I didn't entertain. It was just men was just talking, by the way, and I just listening, by the way.
Nah.
I wasn't in the circle. I was just listening.
Oh, you're on the side.
Yeah, I was listening. I was in our next circle. Right, hello.
Shame on that caller. I know I'm lies by Nestle. Shame on him. drama.
Yes. Well, you know what he mean. Go ahead.
Oh, Columbus and my CJ.
Alright, have a good day.
What?
Blaze, don't ask him to repeat.
What?
Just say have a
it's
good
by day. The CJ.
Nah, but
by the CJ.
No, it's not.
Have a next drama.
Where's the next drama?
You see what going with Mets boss, Blaze.
No, what happened with was he did a tune with time with Nyla.
Despite that, social media was hot last night. Apparently, he did a porno with a 16-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Brethren, that's a serious thing, you know. Let me ease off on that.
That's a serious thing.
Let that go through the investigation.
We're waiting.
Because that's dread claiming.
Yeah, I'm not going through that.
Let me, I don't know about it. I don't even know. Hello, good morning. Yes, good morning.
My brothers, why every morning on 95.5? Two announcers talking about Barbados opening up the fisheries division.
On what? On what station?
On 95.5.
Every morning. Nah, you don't know about that.
I think they want to migrate, you know, my brothers.
No.
But listen, Meds boss really going after the school girl. Them.
All right, brethren. Whoa. Whoa. But somebody from, they say they messaging from Reman and they will give them cotton candy in.
When they come in?
Yeah.
They make cotton candy in Reman?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, he's saying it.
Look, somebody said in Miami, they had a case where a young man, I remember that, was impersonating a gynecologist, you know.
Yeah, I remember that story.
You remember that story? Mm-hmm. He had his own office, everything. He owned practice and...
Sorry.
So what he was telling them, women and them? You're good? Everything good?
I guess he running checks.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, well, then he would run the checks and then what?
Oh, yeah, well, I guess. Everything nice.
Diagnose, how you know to diagnose people with certain things?
A man like you like to sniff. Maybe that's how he works.
That's a dread piece of work, boy. Hello.
Blaze.
Hello.
Blaze.
Yeah, morning.
I got paid on wing woman. I never went in jail.
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, Barry.
Have a nice day.
Well, this is Tall Prince said the drummer wins it.
Drummer wins it.
Oh, God. All you do me that. Trinidad, don't do me that.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning.
I spotted the hand.
Hello?
Yes, I spotted the the statue hand.
Christopher Columbus hands?
Yes. But I don't think anyone don't want to go for it.
Where you spotted it then?
It is holding up a Gorgon right now.
Okay.
Is where?
It is holding up a Gorgon blade.
So you seeing that right now?
I am seeing it through my curtain window. A guy in a robe, and not a bathroom robe, but a law robe.
Please.
A what robe?
The robe you wear when you take the bath.
What bath? Like Nari's and thing?
The robe you wear?
No.
What bath?
Then I study law, please.
Have a good day.
It's just propping up this guy's gorgon here, please.
Have a good day.
So what are the... Is it the two hands or just one hand?
He got it. Thank you. Thanks for your contribution.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I called him up to thank the caller for the correction with the light by Nestle. Yeah, thanks for the good looking out there. The light really by UE. Yeah.
But we know what you mean. We know you meant where the junction was. Yes.
That's all. I now could go and make a beat. Yeah.
Okay, all right. No problem. All right,
cool.
This one says, seen a draw curtain window.
Yeah, boy.
He seen a draw curtain, he said, you know.
A curtain window.
Hello?
Dan, you like real rubbish, you know?
Hello?
Good morning. Triple combination.
Wait. Whoa.
Is that what? Triple combination?
Brethren.
Triple combination.
Brethren.
What?
Three of us lying down here just tired.
Alright, bye.
Bye, Mr. Who is this? Good morning, Blaze.
Yeah, who is this? Brethren, first of all,
wait.
First of all, the high note at the end of my name, we don't need that.
Okay, good morning, Miles.
No.
What's happening?
No,
good morning. Is just only me? Is me, Elton John here? Right?
Mm-hmm. You are Elton John?
Yes, me, Elton Lydon here.
You?
My darling. Yes, with my darling boy George here. And guess who in the center?
Nah, we good. We don't know.
Beans? Nobody but Beans, like.
Right now, Beans is going crazy.
If Beans hear that, well, boy.
Beans is going crazy if you hear that.
You go mad. Hello.
Woman easy.
Easy next.
Well, I called the slam the door and I put in a slam door one time on a fruits man in Chagonas.
What going on?
What?
Well, I had a little small change in my pocket. I give the man $9. I tell him, give me some Grammy Shell day to eat now. You know, thing to eat now.
Grammy Shell, that's bananas.
Bananas, yeah.
Right.
Well, I do say, I see the man give me 2 fig.
For $9?
$9. When I do so, I say, well, inflation already, but all right. And I do say, I peel the banana. I think they make banana bread. I think so.
So it didn't, it didn't watch your bananas. Sometimes your skin is be a little spotty.
Yeah. All right, now I'm upset, boy.
So you didn't watch your banana, yeah. Right?
No, but outside looking, the yellow one nice, you know.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh.
But inside soft.
Inside soft, you know who beat up the banana, so.
It's an inside job. Cause
that banana used, that banana used her.
Yeah, the son. You squeeze up the banana before they
yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, you let him take a little slam though, then, man.
Yeah, all right. Over and out. But you need to watch,
investigate your banana.
Yeah, at least investigate your banana.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
My goodness.
Yeah, bitch, morning.
Yeah, bitch, morning.
What's up?
We good. Cool. You still here?
Yeah, I tell you, I really like tree.
But we got the information for you, the flight, the time, the price, everything.
Well, you're just wasting your time.
Wow, you're electric, anyway.
Yeah, I like training. But y'all know when I call y'all, I got my little stories.
Mm-hmm. What story y'all for us this morning?
There was like last year, in a party, I got introduced to this young lady, it was like in VIP, like close to the backstage.
Yeah, VIP.
Yeah, I not really go to a lot of parties at carnival time. So you know, it got started drinking. It got a little bumping, grinding going on.
Oh, so you was drinking and you also had to dance.
Yeah.
Were you dancing with you danced with the young lady?
Yeah, so we started dancing with the young lady. So I started to perceive like person. More on her rear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then like a particular song like got to me and I pressed on I like a proper jam.
Yeah. Mm. Start up really press.
Yeah, and I heard.
You heard what? Mm.
Right.
I like, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
So I know again I gotta press a jam. I hear.
Again,
on the other side, but I was like, what's this?
You were jamming from behind, apparently, right?
Yeah, so then I gotta realize this girl had a fake bumper.
Okay.
Yeah, she got a fake bumper.
And it burst.
But she like it deflated.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody's thing is right. I don't know why she gotta put her face like. In place like that.
You don't know what? You don't know what?
Why is she like you got the money, you had like hit songs going on and thing, you could have done proper work.
That is all.
I didn't want you to see Patrice Roberts.
That is all.
The what is this tall prince said the drummer wins it? Oh God, all you don't do me that. Trinidad, don't do me that.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media
Limited. I don't know any more bitch stories. Let's see, bitch.
I don't want any.
Then you see Beige, right? Beige, here what's going on? Here was he seen somebody said, the organizer discount for your flight. Go now. Go now, go now.
I don't want any more.
Yeah, go now. But... Go away. Go away from us. Please. Hello.
Morning.
Yeah, morning. My brethren.
I want to tell Nick. Mm-hmm. Nick, you have to know your fruit set.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see them yellow banana, them thing is not Grammy Shell. Right?
Grammy Shell is be more greenish, ain't?
Grammy Shell is be more greenish, yes.
Right.
And watch me, 2 Grammy Shell could give you a price of $9 because the weight of them Grammy Shell. Them Grammy Shell is be heavy. Mm-hmm. And belly full. Mm-hmm. So niggas, them yellow thing, them imported thing is not Grammy Shell, eh? Know your figure on them.
Yeah, he had to know his bananas. Okay. Okay. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Tell that caller, you man eating more week.
What?
The bake.
Oh, you call back because the fella say, go and make a bake. Oh, you are the guy who identify, I have no lights. By Nestle.
Yes. Tell him to learn Trinidad. Go on and know your country.
And what you said about his bake, you want to eat his bake?
No. He woman eating my bake.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. So you make bakes?
Yes.
Pot bake, fry bake?
Fry
bake. Okay.
All right.
Thanks. No problem. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Blaze.
No, brethren, oh God, please.
Blaze, why you only
stop calling my name now, please?
Sorry, okay, I will not call the name anymore, right?
Thank you.
Okay, remember last week I didn't call? Guess why I didn't call last week? I was by the dermatologist.
By the dermatologist?
Yes. I come and I got a rash.
Okay, well, we hope that that works out better for you, and thank you very much.
I got a rash from beans.
Thank you.
Look, you rub the ointment. Well, rub it, baby.
Well, between you and you and beans, work out all the thing between ourselves, now. Between yourselves, sorry.
Call him and talk to him to me, please. He gives me a rash.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, all the work out things, now.
All right, have a good day.
Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Yes, one more retroactive concerned update if you can, Banton.
Mm-hmm.
Our partner of mine, he needs to know what school each child passed for, but he cannot find out.
How come?
And, well, she don't talk to him, remember? She leave him, and then she marry best friend. So if you can find out for Kofi what school the child passed for,
Oh gosh.
The comments. This is Destra inside the drama on the Grand Slam Morning Show. Don't do me that.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Miles.
And by the sea tour.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Blaze.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, the caller who wanted the hard banana. Right?
Well.
It's not like
I have said one for him.
It's not like
hold on, my breaks.
No.
He didn't say he wanted a hard banana, you know that, right?
No, he was complaining that the banana was too soft and wanted one that was firm.
I don't think.
Don't do that stuff, please.
So I am offering my services.
Do you have a banana plantation?
I have a banana for him.
Dad!
Right? He doesn't have to feel his skin is already circumcised. I mean,
Dad! Alright, have a good day.
Alright, have a nice day. Have a nice day.
Dad, I find you slipping plenty today.
Yeah, boy, we out. Come, Blaze, get together.
Get to the act together,
Blaze. Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Morning.
Yeah, morning.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, what is he paying for? This is vegetarian soul, man, here.
Yeah, well, he say apparently the banana was looking good on the outside, but soft on the inside.
Yeah, well, he pay for that. If he wanted a hard one, he'd have to pay $12.
Oh, so $9.
One for $9.
Oh, $9 is the soft banana. Bunch.
Yeah. And you get 249 Garbage and the easy letters.
Oh, well, all right. Well, I guess so. All right. Thanks, Banana Man.
But you know, he could park back in a...
All right. I don't think he will, but thanks for clearing that up.
Nah, yeah, because I'm coming.
Okay. All right. I refuse to move on with that call. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Blaze.
Yeah, morning.
I'm a dramatist, man. I just want to send blessed love to Trinidad and Tobago.
Beautiful.
Right?
Yes.
And I want to say blessed love to the boss lady.
Okay. Who's the boss lady?
Oh, God, please. Let me go down that road now.
Well, we
want to go down that road.
She will know who she is?
She would know who she is?
Yeah, she knows who she is.
Well, give me her first name at least now.
Good try, Blaze.
Nice something. Well, all right. Well, big up the boss lady then.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right, Bridget. I mean, you say nothing there? Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, I just want to request a song, please. I don't know if I could play Summertime from G Angel.
We had to check to see if it's on the system.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's on the system. All of those minutes.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hello, good morning.
Hello, morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, Blaze. Mike, what's going on?
My friend, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, go, think there's somebody using my name to go and cipher money from people?
HGC, boy. Now, boy, yeah, you see, they can't use your name, boy. Your name good.
Why would I do that, boy?
Your name good, man. Your name good.
Yeah, this month is my birthday. The 27th of this month is my birthday. I hope Mrs. Penelope Beckles listens to me. I want my place.
At least for your birthday.
Yeah, I want my place. People get in a house and only 6 months, 9 months, 2 years, 28 years are waiting. I want my place.
So tell me something, HGC, where if they call you, you have everything in place, finance, everything too.
I had three interviews with them, I have everything already.
Okay.
You understand? Even apartment or house, I have my money put on there.
Okay.
I don't understand it at all.
All right. Well, no problem. All right, AGC.
Yeah, my brother.
Yes, ma'am. Goodness, AGC. You know, we always accommodate AGC because we know...
He wants his place.
Yeah, boy, where he plays, boy. Just crying out, boy. He crying out. The system mashing him up bad, boy. Hello.
Yeah, morning, thanks. I just want to ask the father to cover Trinidad with the blood of the God because they need help.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I agree fully.
Yeah.
Them men, too much Macoeman thing, don't feel ya. Enjoy, lady.
Okay, Bridget.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Straight.
Yeah, that one I'm praying.
Morning, Blaze. Morning, man.
Morning. Yeah, morning, my friend.
But here is something. Last week, Friday, Lewis played a song about white chocolate. I never know that song.
White chocolate?
Yeah, that song he played was this in white chocolate. I think it's King Baba and somebody else in the song.
Okay.
Yeah, saying all them. Yeah, play that song. I want to play that song for my boss. Eh?
Okay, all right.
I'm playing my this morning.
All right, okay.
www.youtube.com.
Yeah, that's where we could go. Hello, good morning.
Big up DJ Tech on the Breath of Bravo Child.
Bye-bye. The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited. Just move on. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, hi, morning again, Blaze.
Morning again? You called before?
Yes. There's an ad that you all play.
Mm-hmm.
That, I don't know if I could assist from playing it.
We can't. I mean, what is that ad? It's paid for.
What happened? Is the Big Board company ad?
Yes, Big Board, yeah.
Right, but the guy keeps saying BBC and it excites me.
No. He never said, I don't think he said BBC.
Yes, and he had said the BBC, the Big Board company, but yeah. I think something else when I hear it and I cannot do my work.
Well, you know what? I mean...
And you know, if it's in this industry, we have to have a strong mind.
What industry?
The lawyers industry.
Okay, have a nice day. Mars, this man. Yeah, you really too, man, boy. Hello, good morning.
How you doing, bad deal? No, I'm putting your toppy button.
But who is that? Oh, gosh. Ogonisha, we better than that. We are to be more crafty than that.
But that's the same thing the man called for.
Yeah, Jed.
Like, come on. We know better, you know?
Yeah, oh gosh. On a serious note, let me be more crafty than that now. Let me be more crafty than that. Hello.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, Slam.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I see the fella with his banana.
Hello?
Hello, morning.
Yes.
Yeah, the fella with the banana.
Yeah, next.
Yeah. Niggas gotta look for good banana. He gotta get the good one.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning, sir.
What really going on with the nation, boy?
I ask myself the same thing every morning, my friend.
Yesterday, I said a man calling to interview a woman. Now with this banana thing. Now, what's really going on here, boy?
It's a banana rama.
This one calling about that dildo.
All right. What yeah, well, Bridget, you don't need to repeat.
You don't need to repeat that.
Yeah, you don't need to repeat.
All right, but don't go.
Yeah, we understand. We understand what you're saying, but you don't need to repeat. But thank you, and we share your sentiments, right?
Cool.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Big Brother Blaze, what's going on?
Producer, morning.
Easy vibes. Miles, morning.
Everything's safe.
Yes, man.
Blaze, you see the picture I sent you?
Which picture?
With an unmasked school car.
Yeah, I saw a picture of an unmasked school car. That is, you sent it?
Yes. Okay. Please, come now, man. Oh, gosh. Like the man disregarded this whole thing, boy. I don't want nobody else work your shift if you get sick.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I don't want nobody else work your shift if you get sick too.
Yeah.
Because that's what the people in there I can't take.
All right, well, let's just stick a pin right there and leave it right there.
Oh, God, Lubes.
Okay.
Do the right thing now.
Lubes will wear his mask. Lubes will wear his mask.
Come now, boy. Right?
I think probably tickle his mustache or something, you know, and probably that's why he do.
It's tickle his mustache.
I don't know. I don't know why he do it. Probably he's tickle his mustache.
You're supposed to be accustomed to that.
All right, brethren.
I don't know why you said that.
No, I say it now.
Yeah, but you could have come.
If you have a big mustache, Lubes have a big mustache.
Yeah,
relatively. Yeah, bigger than most.
Bigger than all of us.
And probably the masses tickle his mustache.
But he, according to producer.
I don't know. I don't know anything else. But
based on the video.
That's the only thing I can say. That's why he don't wear it. I don't know.
Brother.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, morning.
So, you're all going, man. Yesterday, I was in Beyond the Tape.
Mm-hmm.
I watched him like almost a little cook. So that new female who was in charge of the gender-based unit, you know, with domestic violence and things.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a strong Slam supporter. So I hear a voice, I said, wait a minute. It's wood boy calling the people thing to talk.
I'm expressing the same sentiments, right?
The man, shit, that's not a problem, I saw. I'm listening to DSS. And this good boy call and talking out and everything yesterday, but I saw up him when I could have looked.
Yeah, that was good boy.
You see?
Yeah, it was good boy. Miles, here we're going on. Just got news, sad news actually. That good buddy of mine, business partner, a long time business partner. Don't know if folks remember. You know, this was back in the previous dispensation when I was involved in a business called Ascend Dynamics. We used to do printing t-shirts and all of that, and all the Red Run t-shirts and Juve bands, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got news that they my business partner, well, one of us was Brent, myself, Gregory. He died in that same drive-by shooting in Mova. Yeah, and I just, you know, it just kind of threw him off for lack of a better term, threw him off real bad. Gregory just celebrated his birthday last month. you know, and you know, you're watching his posts and all of that, and you just learned that he passed. So he and I mean, it came over the news, you know, but I was doing something else, so I didn't really hear the name. No,
I wasn't paying attention.
And you know, sometimes you might hear a name and you say, "Nah, it can't be."
Yeah,
my Gregory Robinson, or probably someone else. And I just learned that it was Gregory Robinson, and his fiance was also shot, and she's in hospital. So I mean, condolences to Gregory. His mom passed on. Went to his mom's funeral a few years ago. So I mean, condolences to his stepdad and his dad, and you know, really, that one threw him off real bad, I mean, because me, Brent, and Gregory, we was behind our business at that time, and you know, running it, you know, every day. So condolences. Anybody who knows about Ascend Dynamics, they'll know Gregory, they know Brent, they know Blaze. You know what I mean? So sorry, I mean, you know, it's really hard getting our news on air, you know? Yeah.
Before we dive in, I want to say good morning and happy birthday to Marcia Mark. That's Chima's sister. Today's her birthday. Hope you enjoy your day to the fullest.
Oh, okay. Niceness.
Chima. Niceness. I know you.
Yeah, I'll be an out of time, like your brother.
Yeah, you can't be too proud of
him. I doubt you like that.
You good at football, but it's weird.
Yeah, he's just one of the most out of time in persons I know. Yeah, I know football fanatics want to throw him out bad, eh?
They will, you know.
Yeah, they will eventually throw him out.
If I was admin, you know, you go on this morning tell.
Yeah.
But such is life. Quick record there, let's go.
Nice. Let me go. All right, so Nation, it's minutes to 9:43. And you know, we're ready to dive in again. See what is really cracker looking. Hello, good morning.
Oh, Blaze, Miles.
Oh, Richie. Morning,
Richie. Yeah, I seen. All I ever see this movie, The Dentist.
The Dentist?
Yeah, it was a kind of thriller where the man started to hallucinate and catch his wife with the pullman and pull out all she teeth with her pliers and thing.
What?
No, Richie.
And he was hallucinating. That movie? It wasn't real then.
No, Richie.
No, that part was real, but that man sit down on the chair in the dentist's office now.
Mm.
And when he was inside the man's mouth, he said, "See, I see that germs and thing." He wind up the man's mouth big with a jack, with a mouth jack.
Oh, it's a horror movie?
Yeah, kind of thriller horror something, yeah.
Okay, nah, we never see it.
Nah. Yeah, nah. Wood boy not far from now, you know. Wood boy has some psycho tendencies, dog. Look how far the man gone. The man going to TV, you know.
Well,
Woodboy,
I mean,
might start a campaign that's now anti-women, you know. Yeah, the man going real far.
Yeah, he going far.
Miles, the man is the TV, you know.
Nah, he going far. He reaching far, you know, Miles. Far and wide.
I guess it's based on the topic.
Yeah, but
A man called yesterday how he find Woodboy just entertaining the people now. But there's no entertainment, dog. There's a serious thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a serious thing.
Woodboy needs some serious intervention.
Yeah, because he going over the edge, kind of way.
I'm telling you, he's showing some psycho tendencies.
Yeah, well, I Richie, we go more time, you know.
More time, get some help for him.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
Easy, Richie. I want to say happy birthday to Mikari McIntosh from his entire family. He's 6 years old today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Coming morning, from boss. His mom and dad. Yeah, good morning, my friend.
Fat boss, eh?
This is?
Fat boss.
Fat boss. Okay.
Fat boss?
Morning.
Yeah.
You talk a little louder than a fat boss.
That's a fat boy. Fed, not mad. Fed.
Oh, peds. Peds. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, peds.
Oh, he has no brethren in this lifetime.
You don't want us as a brethren?
Why?
Because how will ever let JW go and start your own talk show on a morning now?
Why not?
How we would let him do that?
We didn't.
Man, I'm back for a place on the station and all your blanket.
Who's all here?
Who all here?
You and Miles.
We have the ability to hire and fire here.
We own here.
Well, all here is the boss, you know.
Are we?
Yeah. You
again, we here? When? Show we now?
Well, Blaze is the 1% in sour.
Is he 1% in sour? Nah, is he 99%?
Can I lose talk? You come with, boy. Have a fantastic
finished?
Day. Yeah, you good.
Oh, I thought he wanted more interaction. Who is the boss here, boy?
I don't know. I'm used to me.
Well, if I see boss, now, boy.
Let me review my salary.
Yeah, one time. If I see boss here. Hello?
Hey, morning, what's going on?
Oh, talk to me, Bridgen.
And where's our Wiggers?
A Wiggers?
Yeah, and where's our Wiggers?
Nah, where's our Wiggers? I don't know where's that.
Are you thinking in jail where they used to?
I think you're talking about a wigwam, you know.
You're talking about a wigwam?
Yeah, a wigwam. They call it Wiggers, right?
Oh, they call it Wiggers.
Have you been to jail before?
No, you're gone. You see your friend JW?
Alright, one time? Nah.
You can't bring that talk to the man.
Nah, don't do that.
Hey, morning.
Loudy thing. Hello.
Morning again, please.
Again?
Again, what do you mean? You called before?
That gentleman who just called, he has a number for anybody who could come in with one.
I don't think he has a number for anybody, to be honest. And why would you want to go there?
Why are you asking that?
Why this one?
The person so, said that the blood and Jesus
get to come out.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
The blood, boy. We need to really pray for the country.
Yeah.
How are you going?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, God, Billin B.
Yeah, Billin Banton, where you want?
Please, how do you sound like you're vexed every time I call?
Because I am.
Why? Tell me why.
Because you're a man and you're doing this and it doesn't work well for
no,
you. No,
I'm not a man.
You are.
Oh, you see it already?
I don't know you, but I can tell.
No, I'm a woman. 2 months okay. Pregnant.
Here what's going on. Bill and Banton, don't do this. What you call for? What you call for?
Well, I just called to talk to Wati.
He's not here.
What?
Oh, God, that guy not there?
No, he's not here. What would make you think that what he's here?
He not working today?
No, he just held on last week.
Oh, gosh. That chocolate. You just deliver the message to me, right, please?
No.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And listen just now.
What?
Please.
What?
Tell Hata Love. I love him.
No. Wait. You need to really mash your brakes there. Not Hata Love. Not Hata yeah, Love at all. No. You need to mash. You need to. No way, my partner. Not my brother Hata Love. You have to be crazy. Don't even go there. Not my brother Hata Love at all. Hello.
Hello. You could tell me what time Just working today?
Just
work here, Bridgen.
Is that Hot 93?
No.
So who'd be playing that mix on Thursday, right?
What Thursday?
What are you talking about?
Every Thursday night, boy, there's player there for Hot 93 music, boy. There's a urban station.
Every Thursday night?
Yeah, but Thursday night when the computer... Who makes this? That's who makes?
Bridgen, better have a nice day. And it's B2B, we just be dealing with. Hello, on a Tuesday.
Songs. Think somebody else.
Hello. Yeah, true. Yeah, see, we's not the boss here. We can't control them. We's not the boss.
We're not.
Hello.
What's wrong? Why you keep cutting me off? I don't understand you.
Who are you?
Who's this?
I'm trying to get on to your brethren.
Who
you talking about?
Your brethren, JW.
He's not here. He's not here. So stop calling here for him. Okay? Just leave him alone. Hello.
Yeah, morning.
Yeah, morning.
Slam management here.
What's that?
Slam management.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hear this now, let's take the extra 10 minutes today now. Too much. You understand? It's too much fish today.
Alright, no problem.
Alright,
okay.
Miles, boy, now make for 10 minutes, babe. Just the next shift.
Okay. So we can take 10 minutes off?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Okay. I appreciate it.
I'll call it what you be off tomorrow too, I'll go ahead.
Alright, thanks. All right, cool. Thanks. Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Blaze.
Oh, Yita.
What's going on? Morning.
Talk to me, Bridget.
Boy, them men and them who call in, boy, just come and forget what I called the early scene, eh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly speaking, you know. What's in that bright note, Blaze? What's going on there, Bridget, boy?
Who's that?
Blacks, boy.
Well, I mean, you know, they say that we read this morning that Blacks is back in the hospital with some more complications, I think. Yeah, it's a complicated thing.
On the all seriousness, right, remember, he had said on national radio that he had by a purchase a car for a man, eh?
Let's don't go there. Wait. Let's don't go please, there, Hater.
No,
hold on, please. I want to hear how sad Hater could really be.
Yeah.
No, listen, right?
Yeah.
I feel like the man we buy that car for.
You know what? Right? You know listen, what, Hater? Listen, you're going down a bad road.
Listen, I'm going to talk, please.
You're going on a bad road, brethren.
Let the man we buy the car for could afford to sell the car no and help him.
All right. Well, you know what? He tell you going on a you are going on a bad road.
If you didn't listen, you listen to half of the story.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He said he and the guy fell out, thing whatever, and the guy something went off.
Yes.
And he has the car and he's paying for the car.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes. Hello.
You're off.
Hello.
And he didn't buy a car for a man.
Yeah, he cleared it up. Hello. Hello.
Drama.
Welcome, my brethren.
Drama. But I already ain't calling for the drama, eh, please. Miles?
Yo.
What I'm calling for yesterday is for what I want to praise you all and big all you up for something serious what you did yesterday, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see, when a man calling, all you hear the man and all you listen to the man, and only give the man places to call one time. You see that? You see, this program is about kick something here, but only do something there yesterday, bro. It really reached me then, because show me, well, look, yeah, only bring all the program and thing, but only could listen to when somebody saying something, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I want to big up only for that way.
We appreciate that, Maracas.
And I hope the man, if he listening this morning, you see, to reach people like that, if he ain't take no drink for the morning, you could reach them. If the person take no smoke, you could reach them. But you see, when people use, you can't reach out to them now. So I just
not 100, yeah.
Yeah, you understand? Yeah, so I just bless all your prayers now. Boy.
Thanks, Maracas. How you going?
Easy. Yeah, I cool, man. I cool.
Yeah, you sound cool. You sound very cool this morning.
Yeah.
How come
you're
so cool? No, I just asking. No, I know that. I'm just asking you. You sound cool now. And asking how you're so cool now. If everything, you know.
No, he just take it one day at a time,
bro. One day. Marcus, I'm asking something. You originally from a Bagatelle Road?
Yeah, I born Sunshine Avenue, Jed.
Oh, yeah, Sunshine Man. Right. That's what I wanted to find out. Yeah, sour man.
Yeah, sour man.
All right, where is now?
I'm in a Rima right now.
Oh, okay.
This was back in the 30s, yeah. Right? This was back in like 1930.
Because if you went to Rex. Remember you saw man experience Rex?
Yeah, my is all Rex.
And Rex was by the market, you see? And it was some kind of Shaolin, some kind of drunken master.
Yes. Mice.
Oh, have a good one, my Maracas. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Only best for you too, man.
Same
yeah.
To you, my brother. We really, really nice. Appreciate it. You know what I mean? It's nice when people appreciate what little things.
Yeah, the little things that
yes,
we do.
Yes, we appreciate that. Hello, good morning.
Blaze and Miles.
Morning, my friend.
Real man here, boy.
Yes, who?
Real man.
Real man?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Real man?
Yeah, shout out to you, Rio Claro.
Oh, Rio okay. Claro. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Rio.
I just called to spread some positivity.
Go to Rio.
Here we're going on. Blessed to the whole nation. Mm-hmm. From this call forward, all the negative vibes from before, all them callers, the negative vibes, they cut them off. Today is a good day.
A good day, Rio.
Today is a fresh day for opportunities for everybody.
Good set.
Everybody. Spread some positivity and love. And one thing I want to say.
Good set.
To my wife. Oh, God, she listening to my wife. Baby, you know who I is. I love you again. I love you, and I come home to hug you up, and I love you.
You love that wife. When you talk about love, that real love, and?
Yeah, but
how long are they rolling together, Rio?
Yeah, and something, but we get married about 2 months now.
Oh, good you got vibes. So you got married probably after a year of courting?
Yeah, about you can say a year.
Ah, so the love is, I mean, really fresh too, eh?
That's super fresh.
Really fresh.
Any,
when you find a woman, you find a good thing. I find a good woman, a woman who by my side, but oh God.
Yeah.
I can't tell how much I love this woman, man.
Nah, you're real love. She lives Rio Claro as well?
She lives Rio Claro as well.
Any kids?
Nah, not yet.
Not yet, but you're trying.
I'll hear again.
Yeah, because you kind of enjoy her now.
Yeah, to enjoy my wife.
Yeah. Well, it's
not for the school, but we'd have been some other country right now, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear a man expressing his love because when things happen, you told her you love her first, or she of tell course. You tell her you love her.
I told her I love her first. A man should love his wife.
Well, that's what I'm saying because a man called yesterday and say, oh, how anybody, any man that tells a woman he loves she first, they is like idiot now.
Now, well, then he's a real idiot because here we go. And the real rule of a woman is to respect her husband and follow him. The real rule of a man is for him to love his wife and protect him.
Yeah.
As a protector.
Yeah.
Provide. So you know, that is a man who don't know his role and function in life. So I believe he's a headless chicken.
Yeah, true. So you out and about. She's at home, or she's out and about as well.
Yeah, that's when they drop all the workers off on the job site, and I've been back home to my street by and by.
And then you go back for your workers.
And then go back for them.
You into construction, huh?
Yeah, construction, what we do.
Goodness, my friend.
Yeah, man.
Easy, Rio. Love up your wife, brethren.
Of course. Blessing and positivity to the whole nation.
Yeah, I don't know. See? That's goodness, man. Rio, his wife, you know, at home. She probably taking care of stuff in that area. He, construction, drop off his workers, make sure, set them up, do the right thing, and head home and love up his wife. Goodness. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hey, honey. Morning, brother.
Yeah, morning, my friend.
You know, somebody from us or something nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they make the argument, they will get chance or something. What you that do if you ain't get?
Well, I mean, they're different ways. You, according to what? You go to the police, you, what they promise you?
The man promised me a recommendation.
Who?
The man promised me a recommendation.
Who, man?
Your partner. When I see him.
He promised you a recommendation?
Yes, when I see him, I'll hit him a bellows and I realize.
Nah, you can't do that. Well, the man probably didn't get the time. You had to call him back. But you understand? Hello.
Bless, morning.
Yeah, yes, my friend.
What's going on with Rio, boy? You call 98.1 or
that? Nah, boy, Rio is love, boy.
Yeah, I hear this now.
Nah.
Is that Spanish you have?
Who?
Is that Spanish you have?
If it's a Spanish you have?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. Why it had to be a Spanish?
No, I thought he had said that now, right?
Nah, he didn't say that.
He never said that. I'm sorry for him, though, right?
Why are you sorry for him?
He's the only man. Right now, I hear him.
Right now, what?
I won't buy him, man.
This nation really wicked, boy. Hello.
Hello, Blaze.
Yes, my friend, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Is he that man who called you on this thing? He happily married.
Yes, Rio boss.
Yeah, and he have no children yet?
Well, listen, wait, Marsha Briggs, they now get married.
Yeah, but as he have that one child, the first child, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's problems in your life, babe.
Nah, brethren, you can't say that. You can't pronounce that any man like, brethren. You cannot do that.
I'm telling you, that first child you have, babe.
Nah.
Problems and then so on.
Nah, don't cast aspersions on the man relationship. What are you doing? That real man, boy.
But, boy, I'm telling you, Blaze, boy. Nobody does cast a good marriage. I never hear that before.
Nobody does what?
And nobody never got a good marriage before. Never hear that.
What is it? Brethren, here we're going on. Leave him now. Let him enjoy his marriage now. Right? Just leave him. Right? Just leave Rio. Rio man is a positive vibes. Let the man enjoy his marriage, his wife, his family. Leave him alone. Please. Hello. Hello?
Please.
Yeah, morning.
What is your stick brother?
How?
Up your man.
How?
I knew this was coming.
How, Miles?
You know, you're right,
because we want to find out how the man, you know, how.
Yeah, we want to talk.
Because remember the topic yesterday, no. It's based on the topic no. yesterday, you know.
We celebrate love.
No, and next month, by your man, drop it off.
What is that?
I said, now next man by Rio Man house.
No, next man by no, boy. Rio Man good, boy. Rio Man good.
I see the man going inside Rio Man house.
You know that? Where Rio Man living then?
Rio Man live in Rio Claro.
Where in Rio Claro?
Rio Man driving a 4x4.
Only good, yeah? Because you see dropping off workers and only wicked. Them fellas wicked, boy. Hello, good morning. Hello? But I love your man, boy. Hello? Look, somebody said real man come with something so nice and positive and beautiful, yeah, and really loving, man. And these callers tarnishing the thing.
We celebrate love here.
Yeah.
So
hello.
Hey,
yeah, morning.
Yeah, watch out. Don't have myself by real man. I'm on my way.
Yeah, all here. Nah, boy. Nah, boy.
This nation is this. Wow. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Yes, I have a real man coming home now.
It's a good thing he has some positivity, you know. It's a good thing he might say after
it
this.
It will be a beautiful day.
It will be a beautiful
yes,
day.
Yes, positivity. So he, you know what, at the end of the day, boy, real man don't have this to study, you know. Real man is in a positive place, boy. He's in a positive place, positive thoughts, doing positive things. Real man all it is study. Hello, good morning. Hello?
I don't think you should.
Oh God, Miss Rio. Oh God, Miss Rio.
Well, this is Tall Prince and the Drummer Wednesday.
Drummer Wednesday.
Oh God, all you don't do me that. Trinidad, don't do me that.
Any man see where we go 10 minutes early, but we ride out 2 minutes.
Well, hey, we can leave now, though. What time is it now?
It's 9:03.
Oh, yeah, let me leave now.
Hello?
Hi, Blizzy
Blaze. Oh
my goodness,
you see, we should have left. Yo, been on the Lin-Man all you again, you all again, we blame for different things we don't like, eh?
No, well, I head in Rio right now to handle Rio, boy.
What?
I go in Rio, Carol, to handle Rio, man.
Nah.
Mask or casket video dropping today, Blaze. 11 o'clock today.
Mask or casket?
Yeah, the video.
Nice.
Check it out.
Excellent. Someone said they think this is the last time Rio will call in. I think so too.
Yeah, Rio might listen.
Yeah, boy, better Rio.
But
hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
See this.
You know, you all have us getting blamed from the callers for certain things.
We should have a day called No Fish Day, you know.
All right.
Fishless.
Ring.
What?
Wedding engagement ring first, right? Then get the wedding ring.
Mm-hmm.
And after that is suffering. Okay. Rio, what about before you hang yourself, right?
No. Don't tell Rio that.
What?
Don't. I didn't want to repeat that. Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Hey, it's Blaze. It's morning. Morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You know how nowadays you could find Egyptian mummies and things thousands of years old and things like that, right?
Yeah.
I can't find no physical article of clothing that proves that Christ walked the earth. Because Trinidadians cut the slippers and burn the rope.
You see how they move, and? Yeah, and?
The man got that positive vibe.
Loving.
You know, you crucified Christ for 3 days. You know, it had 4 days at Trinidadians. It's the fourth one. Trinidadians don't like nobody place.
No, but you realize people don't like love. You realize people don't like that love. That strong love.
That's what the Islam nation call us, but it's drama, so be it.
So be it. So it goes. Easy one. Easy, brethren. Now, by Rio. Express your love, they will. They can't break that love in a mouth.
Hi. Morning again, Blaze. Morning.
Morning again. You. Who are you?
So, as you talk about the love story now, I want to tell you about the time I met my love, Maria's, one of my colleagues.
Blaze, no.
We were studying in England.
Blaze.
And what happened?
Blaze,
we would trade snacks.
You what?
We would trade snacks.
You would trade snacks?
Yes. You know, you would bring snacks to class.
Yeah.
But for the butternut. Yeah. No, we would jam cocoa.
This nation had to be the worst nation on earth, boy.
From the time you were in England, you should have stopped that.
This nation had to be the worst nation on earth, boy. Oh my gosh, boy, I can't really deal with this. How I can deal with this every day, boy. Oh, I can do this every day.
Mama mentioned yesterday, all I forget to talk about self-love. Because I see Ding Dong squeezing up you and that's right.
Okay, alright, okay, bye-bye. Hello.
Please, Rio Man here, boy.
Rio Man, I really, on the behalf of the callers, boy, Rio, I really apologize, boy.
I apologize, boy. You're gone. I deny that you're not apologize. I small thing. I know how it is because you're gone. Everybody against good, boy.
I just find at the end of the day, you know, you profess your love and, you know, men don't really do that 100,
you
know.
You see, men never get love growing up, so they don't always love.
Yeah, boy.
But let me say this.
Talk to me.
I mean, at the end of the day, all of them calling to say something, right? All of them talking things.
Yeah.
The difference between me and them.
Yeah.
Them had to clock the card for a salary. I the one paying salary.
You so pay salary.
Check on yourself.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And me driving out 4x4, I feel the workers to drive.
Yeah.
I don't talk there.
Yeah, don't talk. Because, I mean, if you're dropping the workers, obviously, it would be a bigger vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And me, I know one and two workers, right? It's not one project I agree on.
Well, so
tell you something. All them fellas who looking for work, check me. All them fellas who call and check me. I'll give all the work to sweep the yard and things.
By Rio, you just do your thing, brethren, and love up your wife and love up your workers in terms
of
employer to employee, you know?
Don't steady nobody, Rio.
Yeah, now, but I apologize on behalf of the callers. Yeah.
That fellow who call and say he never see a good man, so your parents never see it together,
right? Boy, I mean, we don't know,
I
eh?
Don't understand that one.
Yeah, that one real off. That one real off.
No, but I mean, how you can say never see a good marriage, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my grandparents still together, my parents still together, my aunt and uncle still together.
Goodness.
My neighbor and family still together, everybody
goodness.
I know family just still together.
And you will stay together with your love, with your significant other. Yeah. Only
yeah,
best man. Boy, Rio, boy.
Yeah, Rio.
Pick up all yourself. Yeah. I love the program, though. I love it.
Love is lovely. Live in love.
Yeah.
Yes, I. Yeah. And big up to JW, same man.
All the time. Yeah, man. Live in love, man, Rio. Yeah, all you can say all you want, boy. You can shake Rio Cage, boy. Real talk. Hello.
Blessed love.
Honorable. Majesty.
Yeah, well, give thanks to life and all strength. Give thanks to all the tolerance level, you know.
Yes.
Your tolerance level, you know.
Yes.
Well, give thanks. You're going on. Because people out here are going on. It has more forces of darkness. They wouldn't like the light.
Yes.
So give thanks to all the tolerance level with certain people calling in.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give thanks to the love of God.
Yes.
Go relationships now.
Yes.
It's at the start of the divine.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a woman, if you use a Rasta man, you come and get an empress. That's all you could praise one another, gods and goddess. Let the light so shine in Trinidad and Tobago, man.
Yes, yes.
He's going to do a real nice job, Miles.
Thank you.
It must have more dark powers, forces.
Blessed.
You know what I'm saying?
Blessed, Majesty.
You have to sanitize the mind and heart, man. Let it go.
Honorable, sanitize.
Love all you.
All the time.
Love in the house.
I just said all you know, all you're good, all you're doing a good job.
Thank you, sanitize.
Peace and love. I said, I'm going to seal it up here.
All the time.
All the children, them who pass to the schools, all you do the right thing. Listen to all your parents.
Yes. Honorable, sanitize. Blessed, honorable. His Majesty, honorable, sanitize.
Highly blessed.
Highly. Hello.
Give thanks for all your tolerance and honorable call.
Whoa, brethren, do not go by honorable sanitize, please. Don't go there. Don't even go there. Don't even go by the honorable. Hello.
Blaze.
Yeah, morning.
Today is not Irish, and stop encouraging that, please.
No, every day is a day for good, for positivity.
All this drama today is stinging the teal, but here it is now.
Yeah.
I hear you say, when Liv Tony Massey Moustaches took him.
No. I said probably.
When,
that's
when
why he doing
it. When he was by Annelie Moustache.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Hello. Good morning.
We still going?
Good morning.
Why are we still going?
Yeah, well, we should lock off.
Come on,
we
still going? Why we still going? England and play butterscotch and jam thing. With your roommate, your colleague.
Yeah.
Archie,
no, I don't know who you was talking about, sir.
You see?
I don't know. Hello.
Oh.
What boy? The man crossing all mediums of broadcast entertainment.
I realize you're too well following me, boy.
Yeah, you listening to you? You listening to you?
Based on what I say, well, but he ain't bringing nothing to the table. Bring a solution to the table now, boy. I say support men. I say men have to get back being the head of the household.
Mm-hmm.
Like that across the board.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Men pushing up woman there. When woman they go get the house. And then when they get the house, they paying man out.
Yeah.
And it's violent. You know what I'm saying? The next man, this man they call about Rio and love and love. But here what going with him? As soon as he get a little ticker, here we jump up. Boy, either boss, either pay salary, either show off. Let him lost that and see if he had that same wife love, man. Ask him if he had a wife love before he get all that big company or wherever he have and he had thing and he woman sweep road. It's because he had a loving wife. That home, you realize the wife home and I walk into?
So wait.
You realize the wife
home and walk into? Let me ask you this. So, if someone is of means, if a man of means, right?
Correct.
No woman could genuinely love him for him. She will always love him for his money and his things.
That, but generally, women like power. You have to remember, it's not only about the money part, it's about where you command when you have that money to it.
Authority.
Yes. And all of that is the spirit of being a man to when you could command that authority.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. That's like some of the fellas who don't say about community leaders. It's authority that them woman not really, because when you check it out, they're eating box of chicken and chips. They ever go wrong the next. They are going to send them out and they are saying, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
None of them can really claim the fame to say, well, right, they have a house out of it or they have a car. I'm not saying to put yourself out there for the material part to it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But generally speaking, it's the power that they really attracted to.
Yeah.
So let me, Mr. Love My Wife.
I real, know, real, real man. Real man.
Love their wife.
Yeah, yeah.
But understand the thing too. And don't be quoting out on people who may not have the means that you have. Or let us say that's why young men with trouble. But here we talking, boy, dropping men. And he's doing back to love up his wife. Them kind of boasting thing, boy.
Well, I mean, if that's what he's doing that, you know, because you could say you're going out on a patrol and you're going to love up your wife because you're a police. Hello? You're an officer. Hello? Hello?
No problem to be an officer.
I feel so. But that one, I feel like it ain't no man's. I feel like it.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. 100.5 FM.